Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
My brothers and sisters, let me give you a brief snapshot of the events that precede our selected scriptural text for today. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, came Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, unto Jerusalem and besieged the city. Matter of fact, the Bible says in Daniel chapter 1, verse 2, that the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into Nebuchadnezzar's hand. After capturing Judah, King Nebuchadnezzar decided that he wanted to bring to his kingdom the best of the children of Israel. He wanted children in whom there was no blemish, well-favored, skillful in all wisdom, cunning in knowledge, understanding science, and had the ability to stand in his palace. Wanted children who had the capacity to learn the language of the Chaldeans. And among the children who qualified for King Nebuchadnezzar's new indoctrination was Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Because they served the Lord and would not compromise their belief in his sovereignty, the Lord was with them. God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning and wisdom. In Daniel chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, the testimony is given that Nebuchadnezzar communed with them, and among all the children taken captive was none found like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. And in all matters of wisdom and understanding that the king inquired of them, he found them 10 times better than all the magicians and astrologers that were a part of his realm. King Nebuchadnezzar dreams a dream that none of his magicians or astrologers could interpret. God gives Daniel the interpretation of the dream, and he shares it with Nebuchadnezzar. As a result of interpreting his dream, Nebuchadnezzar gave Daniel many great gifts and promotes Daniel to ruler over the whole province of Babylon. And in turn, Daniel doesn't forget those who persevered with him, and he asked King Nebuchadnezzar to appoint also Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego to serve alongside of him as he looked over the affairs of the province, and his request was granted. This brings us up to our selected scriptural text for today. King Nebuchadnezzar decides to erect a 90-by-9-foot idol in the plains of Dura in the province of Babylon. He sends out an edict mandating that all of his princes, governors, captains, judges, treasurers, counselors, sheriffs, and rulers of the provinces come to the dedication of the image that he has erected. As the leaders and people gathered in front of the image, a herald cried aloud, "To you it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time you hear the sound of the instruments, you must fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whoever fails to fall down and worship the image shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace." Well, those of you who are good Bible readers, you know the music plays and the king's subjects begin to fall down prostrate and worship the image. But a crisis is created. A public rebellion is discovered. The king's new appointees over the affairs of the province of Babylon have refused to bow and worship the king's image. It is interesting to note at this point in the biblical narrative that whenever you take a stand for God, the enemy does not like it. Matter of fact, some of us here today are being watched and marked by the enemy of the kingdom of God, because the enemy knows that we are about to take a stand for God. The enemy knows that even though we may not know how things are going to work out, that we will remain resolute to our God, and that he must do something to try to get rid of us. That's our enemy. Well, word gets to the king that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego has ignored his edict. So King Nebuchadnezzar, filled with anger, calls for them to come and stand before him. Now, how many of you know that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were facing a crisis? How many of you know that they were entering a storm of uncertainty? What do you do when you are facing a serious crisis and you really are not sure how things are going to turn out for you? Let me quickly define the word crisis. A crisis is a stage in a sequence of events at which the trend of all future events is determined. A crisis can also occur when all you thought you knew is no longer what you are sure of. A crisis is a time when your presumptions, conclusions, and faith collide. A crisis is a place of opportunity, but it is also a place of danger. A crisis presents us with the opportunity to choose whether we will remain true to our trust in God or whether we're going to surrender to fear and doubt. As Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stood before King Nebuchadnezzar, though they were facing a crisis, and in spite of Nebuchadnezzar's stated conclusion, what was his conclusion? He said there was no God who was able to deliver them out of his hands. But guess what? These three servants of God did not come or just accept the same conclusion that the king came up with. The Bible tells us that they said to him in verses 16 and 17, King Nebuchadnezzar, we do not need to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If we are thrown into the blazing furnace, the God we serve is able to deliver us from it. And he will deliver us from your majesty's hand. In essence, New Providence and friends, they said to the king, though you have come to this conclusion, we are not worried about your conclusion. We are not going to get all emotionally jacked up about your conclusion. You see, we know who you are, King Nebuchadnezzar. But guess what? We also know who our God is. And Nebuchadnezzar, hear it from the horse's mouth. Our God is able. Tell your neighbor, he's able. This brings me to the first lesson. When you are facing a crisis, you need to know that your God is able. Oh, y'all, that was a pity pad. I said you ought to know that your God is able. What is he able? He's able to do all things. My brothers and sisters, just think about it. What conclusions have you already accepted or come to that might be contrary to the fact that the God you serve is omnipotent? That means all powerful. And that he is able to do all things but fail. What are you using as the basis for your conclusion? Are you using what is happening around you? Are you using what other people told you? Listen, just because something did not occur for someone else does not mean that it won't occur for you. You must know that God is the author and finisher of conclusions, and that your life is not in the hands of man, but in the hands of God. Tell your neighbor, God has the final say. So what are you saying, Pastor Wood? I'm saying stop accepting everybody else's conclusion and remember that your God is able. I'm telling you, God is able to do anything. He's able to reconcile broken marriages. He's able to heal all manner of sickness and disease. He is able to forgive the darkest of sin. He's able to provide for the greatest need. He's able to guide with supernatural power and supernatural wisdom. He's able to soften the hardest heart. He's able to bring back a wayward child. He's able to protect us from all evil that comes against us. He's able to liberate us from what binds us. I'm here to tell you, Providence and friends, that our God is able. The second lesson. When you are facing a crisis, grab hold to, even if he does not do it, hold on to that even if he does not kind of faith. Oh, wait a minute. Let me say it again. When you are facing a crisis, grab hold to even if he does not kind of faith. In verse 18, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego declares, but even if he does not, we want you to know, your majesty, that we will not serve your gods or worship the image of gold you have set up. In essence, what they are saying is, things may not work out the way we want them to, but we will trust in our God. Even if he does not move the way we want him to, whatever way God chooses or decides to act or not act on our behalf, that we still will believe, and we will believe that God knows what's best for me. Oh, Lord. Tell your neighbor, grab hold to even if he does not kind of faith. Let me tell you what even though he does not kind of faith does. Even if he does not kind of faith says, if I don't get the job, I'll still trust him. Even if I have to move out the big house and move back into an apartment, I'm still going to trust him. Even if I got to go back and stay with my parents, I'm still going to trust him. Even though the doctor's report may not be promising and good, I'm still going to trust him. Even though I may have more bills than money, I'm still going to trust him. Even though my spouse may walk out on me, I'm still gonna trust him. Come on, somebody. no matter what comes my way, I will trust the Lord with all my heart and not lean to my own understanding, but acknowledge Him in all my ways, because I know He will. Tell your neighbor, He will direct my path. I'm closing now. I'm closing. My last point is this. When you are facing a crisis, just know that you are not alone. When you are facing or even in the midst of a crisis, you may feel that you are by yourself. But as a believer, I want to encourage you to remember that you are not alone. Y'all know the story. King Nebuchadnezzar gets angry. Says, y'all gonna die. I'm gonna make sure you die. I'm gonna crank that heat up. I'm gonna turn that furnace 7 times hotter. The Bible says it was so hot that the soldiers who took and threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in died at the door. Anybody in here ever been cast towards a furnace by your enemies, and instead of you dying, the enemies that were throwing you in died? Lord, have mercy. They are thrown into the fire. And that's the miracle in itself. Because they made it into the fire. Tell your neighbor, don't be scared of the fire. Why don't I have to be scared of the fire? Because I'm not alone. The Bible says they throw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the fire. But King Nebuchadnezzar has to look in, because he knew that those boys were gone. But when he looks into the furnace, you know he had to rub his eyes. I'm not seeing correctly. He tells one of the soldiers, did not we throw three in? Yes, King. Yeah, we threw three in. But King Nebuchadnezzar said, wait a minute. I
I see a fourth man in the fire. And he looks like a son of God. I'm here to tell somebody that though you may be in the fire, that you're not in it by yourself. Jesus, my Lord and your Savior. Jesus, promise I'll never leave you and I'll never forsake you. Jesus said I'll be with you through the good times, through the tough times. I'll be with you and I'll never leave you. Aren't you glad about it? That even when you're in the crisis, that Jesus is with you. He walks with me. He talks with me. And he tells me I'm his own. Are there any witnesses that he's with you? You never, never, never alone. And if you can remember that when you are facing or in the midst of a crisis, you will come out a winner. You know what? This is it. This is it. I think the Bible says that when them boys came out, that they didn't even smell like smoke. Some of us have gone through some furnaces. But you ought to thank God. That you came out smelling good. You didn't smell like you were smoked up on. In other words, you don't look like what you've been through. Anybody ever been through a crisis, have a crisis? But you are still here. You survived. And not only did you survive, God blessed us with his presence to even make us thrive while we're in the midst of our crisis. Come on, stand to your feet. I haven't kept you long enough. Something you ought to know when you're facing a crisis. God is able. Tell your neighbor one more time. He's able. He's able. Promise to be with you. Said he'll never leave you. Never forsake you. And just like the song we sung before the sermon, trouble ain't gonna last always. You know why? Because God is such a loving Father that he won't allow you to go through so much where you give out. Where's your faith, though? If your faith is, God, I trust you even in the midst of my crisis, you're going to make it.
If you give up hope, throw your hands up, and blame God for failing you, then you're going to fall. Fall apart. And that is nowhere for a believer. No condition that a believer should manifest.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.